This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Welcome to Nursing in America. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, Chief Executive Officer here at Kinetics USA. I've invited Luciana Da Silva to be the guest host for a few episodes. She'll be speaking with nurses now living in America to figure out what life is really like. Enjoy.
Today, I'm speaking with Melvin. He's from India, but always wanted to live in the U.S. A few months ago, his wife got a job as a nurse in a small city in California. They took the leap together, and he's joining us now.
Wow, so you guys just moved here then?
That's correct.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you guys living?
Yeah, now we are in California. The state is California, and the city is Hanford, which is located in the central part of California. It's a small city, like with 50,000 population.
And so how are you settling in? What's it like?
My wife, she started working, and the hospital is like just 3 miles far from where we're staying. And we like the city because I'm thinking like because of the small population, because of the smallest population, and the traffic is very less. We have all the facilities nearby for shopping and other facilities, plus schools. And we like the city. So far, we liking the city. And I think, yeah, it's calm and quiet. So we love this city, like love to stay here.
Tell me about your family.
Yeah, so like we are like 4 members in the family, myself and my wife, 2 kids. They're like 2 daughters, like the elder one, she's 11 years old and she's on 6th grade. The younger one, she's 6 years old and she's on 1st grade.
Have they already started school? Did you get them into school? Tell me that process. Let's talk about how do you get your kids settled with school.
Yeah, so like when we first moved to California, like we planned to stay with the Canadian curriculum, like because the classes were online. So we stick with the Canadian schooling like for the first 2 months. And after that, we located a chartered school nearby, which is named Pioneer. And when we went to the school, like the treatment from the school was like pretty awesome. Like we liked the way the principal and the teachers welcomed us, and the way they manage the discipline in the school, like the way the kids were dressed, and they set such a criteria in that school, we felt everything good, and they started schooling from March 1st. And still they're going through online because we opted for it. And kids also love to go to these schools because the teachers were so friendly, the way they conduct the classes. They're also loving the school. Yeah. And the process was pretty easy. Like we just have called the school board and we talked to the secretary of the school board. I have to fill an application online. And just talked to her a couple of times. And it's done. It's pretty easy.
Could you explain what a charter school is?
I believe charter school means like, it's not a private school. It's kind of a public school. You don't have to pay the fees. But I believe with the cooperation of the parents and the school management or the school board, they're conducting some additional activities. It may be on a particular subject like mathematics or science or on sports. So they're including a particular activity on the curriculum. I believe like for that addition, we have to donate something. Like it's not mandatory. I believe like it's we have to donate to support the school for adding those additional activities. And also they're giving priority to the children's performance. Yeah, that's what I'm not having much knowledge about chartered, but I believe these are a few of the criteria for a charter school.
Well, it seems like you did a lot of, I'm sure that you did a lot of research on what kinds of schools. How did you go about researching a school and finding the school?
Yeah, so I started started researching on schools like when we first confirmed the city, my wife first got the offer letter, and once we identified the cities, like I started searching for to knowing more about the city and the people living there, what's the population, the facilities over there, and also like the living conditions, schooling is also one of our first priority in our list. So we were always looking for good graded schools. Like we will never try to send our kids to a school which is lesser than 7. The grade is lesser than 7. So I was keep researching on that. So it's like a couple of schools nearby. Like it's 3 of the schools nearby where we are staying. But Pioneer is one of the best. I believe like they have like 8+ grade for the school. We identified the school like back before reaching here in US.
And your youngest, you said is 6 years old, right? So is a girl. So is she in like a kindergarten program, or is she in this charter school?
She's on first grade.
How wonderful. So how are the kids adjusting to, are they still distance, or are they going to be going to the classroom soon? I know with COVID, it's weird.
Yeah, due to the pandemic, like we plan to have the online schooling for this particular academic year and also for the next year, because we received an email from the school management, the school board, that they have extended the distance learning for the next academic year too, and they have conducted a survey. So we opted for online again because we don't want to take any kind of risk due to the pandemic. So far, like we plan to go online schooling, and kids also like they are okay because like they have to wake up 8:30 and start sitting in front of the device, the laptop. So. They're okay right now, but they are so much interested to go to the school and to meet their friends. But we explained the current situation and they are okay.
I can only imagine it's hard for kids. You guys moved to the United States. Did you have a job before you came?
So I was working with an US company remotely from Canada. So when we plan to move to US, so I have to resign that job. So either way I have to do, like either I have to resign the job, and once I enter US, I have to apply again because it's 2 different countries and 2 different contracts. Yeah. So that is the reason why I have to resign my job. And now I'm looking for a better option than what I'm having before. And also like I have given some time for myself to upgrade my knowledge. So I'm doing a few of certifications right now. So I'm working in the IT. So I have to upgrade my knowledge each and every time. So they keep upgrading the steps. So now I'm doing like few of the certifications, and I have to not yet started applying for job. So, and when it comes to my city, the current city I'm living, so there are like very less opportunity. I can say there is no opportunity for an IT guy. So I have to look jobs to nearby cities. So there it is available. So once I complete my certification, then I will start applying for the job.
And in IT jobs, have a bunch of the IT jobs gone online now, or are they still going back to the office?
So I'm an analyst. So I'm a data analyst. So few of the positions, they actually looking for people traveling to working in office. And a few of the organizations, they okay to work remotely, but I don't believe, but it's for the whole week, or like you, at least you have to go to the office for a couple of days in a week. So whatever positions I have identified right now, so one of the positions, they want me go to office every day. And the other position, they're okay if I sit, if I work remotely a couple of days in a week.
It's nice to have those different options too. How did you, what are you doing to find a job? Like, are you using certain websites, services?
So, you know, like most of the IT jobs, it comes with referral. And also the profile you have added in your LinkedIn. So once your LinkedIn is like 100%, you don't have to search by yourself. The opportunities will knock at your door.
Is the interview process different here in the United States versus how it was, let's say, in India?
So India, like I worked like 7 years back in India, like. So I moved to, I was in Canada for the past 7 years. So in India, it's entirely different. So because I was working in Bangalore, so it is kind of like Silicon Valley of India. So if you apply for a job or if you post your resume, you will get at least minimum of 10 calls in a day because a lot of IT jobs are there. So it's entirely different in Canada. So Canada, how it works means it's fully referral. So you won't find much advertisements or like much postings for the jobs. So usually it will be kind of a referral, like someone have to refer you for a job. So what you have to do, like you have to do networking. And since I have not started applying jobs here in US, I don't think so. For an IT guy, it's a big thing.
What was it like? Because what we're really also trying to connect is that there's so many spouses that come, you know, with their wives, let's say like you're a husband with your wife to the United States, and they have a job and everything's set up. And, you know, you come and so many people aren't working and you don't have, you know, and I've been in that situation that you move there and it's hard to find your space, your life in there. What was that like? Let's say like even, you know, from whenever you immigrated from India to Canada, because at that point, it seems like your situation was very different.
Yeah. So like, our stay in Canada, like taught us a lot of things, and I'm not seeing much difference comparing to Canada. Or here, so yeah, definitely it's kind of an like we moved from one Canadian city to another city. That's how we feel, because almost 90% of the stuff are same over here. So we are not feeling much difference. Even my wife told me, no, I'm not feeling any difference, because like once she moved from India to Canada, she had to study a lot. Or like she find difficulty to stick with her working environment, because the culture is different, the language is different, the people she dealt with, they are different. So, but once she started working here in US, she's not feeling that kind of difficulties, because she's so cool. Like her working environment is so cool. The language, the culture, it's almost same. And yeah, she's liking it. So same for me, like when I go outside for shopping, it's not new for me. Like I have seen the same Walmart, the same Home Depot, same type of offices. So everything is same over here. So we don't feel any differences over here. Yeah.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Let's say like we have a couple that are coming from India to Canada or to the United States, because yeah, Canada and the United States are very, very similar, but we have a lot of nurses that come from India and Philippines. And so explain those differences there.
Yeah. So like I can give my experience, like when we first landed in Canada, like, so when we first landed in Canada, like we started depending on our community. So how they guide us will be like, so whatever things they have done once they reach Canada, say they used to guide us through the same way, like by saying like, oh no, you won't get a job soon over here in your own field. Like you have to go like a couple of years, like you have to work some small jobs, and once you get knowing all those Canadian culture, like kind of a Canadian experience, work experience, then only you will be eligible for an like and kind of an, a blue collar job, like, or a white collar job in Canada, like in an office job or something. So that is how like my community starts guiding me, but I'm not willing to accept that. So I what I did, like I tried from my end, and I started identifying jobs in my field. I started sending resume, and you know, like I have to wait for at least 4 months, because you know, like when I first when I'm coming from a different country and I'm not having any kind of job experience in that particular country, so they will treat you like a fresher. So sometimes you have to degrade yourself like an intern or like a starting positions. You have to accept it. And once you enter your job, once you perform in your job, then definitely they won't hesitate to take you to your level. So that's what my experience is. So yeah, so we have to try hard, and you have to do all by yourself. So that's how it works.
Must be difficult having to do everything.
It's not that easy, but yeah, must be difficult. For a beginner, yeah, definitely. For a newcomer, it's pretty difficult. Yeah, but in my case, like since I already work with an US firm and all my past 6 years of experience with an US firm, it's not a big step for me. Yeah.
What is it like working for a US firm?
Yeah, so staying in Canada, like I experienced all the US culture and you know, like the way that people communicate. So it's a bit tough, like, you know, like Canada, like people are a bit polite. They will use please, so kind of you, such words. But in US it's different. They are a bit hesitant to use such words. So that is the only one difference I felt. Otherwise the language is everything, it's same.
How's the language in the United States?
It's a bit fast. They talk a bit faster. So yeah, other than that, I don't feel any difference.
Have you noticed certain things about American culture that are different from, let's say, Indian culture?
No, we have a lot of people over here, a lot of Indians over here. So usually we stick with our communities. So I don't think so. There is like we are feeling much difference, because we still staying with our own community. We're talking to a lot of Indians, a lot of people from our state, my state. So yeah, I don't feel any such kind of stuff.
That's wonderful that you find a community and everyone becomes friends and helps each other.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And where in India are you from? What city?
So it's southern part of India. The state name is Kerala.
My brother-in-law is from Delhi. So
oh, okay.
I need to make a trip there.
You from Sri Lanka or something?
I'm sorry?
You from Sri Lanka?
No. I'm from Brazil. My parents are from Brazil.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. So I doubted like your name sounds kind of.
It's an international name. No. My parents immigrated from Brazil to the United States, and I was born in the United States, and they immigrated for healthcare. So it's very, you know, it's kind of like if you had a baby now in the United States, and then that's me many years later. So that's my situation. but getting back to it, so you just landed here. So have you rented an apartment yet? I see that you're living, you know, somewhere nice. Tell me about that process.
Yeah, so we rented a 2-bedroom apartment. So it's in so what we did, like we received a few of the links from Connectix before traveling to US. We received a few of the links from Connectix that to look for the apartments. But the one area like what we are lacking is like when we landed here in California, we don't have the SSN. So like we have to wait for almost 1 month to get a date to apply for the SSN. So that is the one thing we are lacking. So a few of the management, they are hesitant to rent an apartment without a SSN. But few of the apartment, they agree. So this is one of the management, they agreed to rent an apartment without a SSN. So it was pretty smooth. Like I talked to the apartment manager and the lady over here, she's so nice. And she asked for like a couple of documents from our side. We sent all those documents and we applied via online. It worked out like within 4 or 5 days, we got this apartment. Yeah. And the deposit we have given like $2,800, the initial deposit, that includes the first month rent. Yeah. And after that, it's like for this is a 2-bedroom apartment. It costs like around $1,759 per month.
That's a deal. So whenever you were renting the apartment, you said that you needed to bring documents. What kind of documents did you need to provide? You said you didn't have the SSN. So then what do you have to do?
Yeah. So usually they look for whether you have some kind of revenue. So that is the priority. So they will ask for the job letter, payslip, any one of that kind. And we need the SSN. We need all those identifications like passport copies or like whatever you have. And also like they asked for our mortgage papers from Canada too, because I am jobless and my wife, she's yet to start her job. So they want to prove like some kind of revenue. We are having some kind of revenue. So they asked for our mortgage papers. So that I have to provide. And yeah, that's it.
Then whenever you finally moved in, what's the process? Because, you know, and I want you to go more into detail because imagine that you're talking to someone that has no idea about the process. But as far as like setting up your electricity, getting your Wi-Fi together, you know, those things that you have to do when you move into a place, that whole list, what does that look like?
Okay. So yeah, then I can start from the beginning. Okay, so like once we first reach here, so we are a bit hesitant to see the photographs in via online and to believe, okay, this apartment looks so great. So what we did, we want to personally see the apartment first. So myself and my wife decided like by that time, like when we first landed, we staying in the LA area, and we decided to travel to Hanford just to see the apartment. So we booked an appointment with the management. We traveled like almost 3.5 hours from LA to Hanford just to see the apartment. We saw the apartment. They showed a couple of apartments. Like if it is a single bedroom apartment, it is like kind of an one floor. So some people will be staying downstairs and you will be staying upstairs, because I'm having like two daughters and those two are so naughty. So I don't want to give so much disturbance to the people living down there. So what we decided like we need a full two, like a separate apartment. So we looked for that option and they told us, okay, then you have a two bedroom apartment, which is two floors. So that the down floor, you have the dining plus the living plus the kitchen, and the upstairs, you have the bedrooms. So they showed us this apartment and we liked it. And after liking this apartment, I agreed to rent this apartment, and I told this to the apartment manager, and she gave all the links to how to apply via online and to submit the documents. And once I reached back, I applied via online and I submitted all my documents. So the document includes the identification for myself and my wife, the identification details. So we have given our passports as the identification. And I have to give the job offer letter for my wife. And I have to show some kind of revenue. So I have given my mortgage papers. And once I have submitted all the documents, they have to do some kind of verification. So we have given the previous address in Canada and everything. So they have to do all kind of verifications. Once the verification done, the manager get back to me asking me to pay the deposit. So that is like $2,800. So once I paid the deposit, they asked me to change the name on the gas company. So I have to call the gas company and the electrical company to change the bill to our name. So that we have to do before moving into this apartment. So that is mandatory. They asked me to do that mandatory before moving to the apartment. So I have completed that. And yeah, so that's it. That's the process.
I love how you're describing this. It's really perfect.
And, definitely. Yeah, one more thing I want to mention, because like we don't have the SSN by that time. So Mr. Richard from Connectix, so he talked to the management on our behalf. That too helped us to get this apartment. So yeah, so I will those who are coming new to US, so if they are coming via Connectix, yeah, definitely keep in touch with the Connectix people, so they will help you talk to the management without an SSN to rent an apartment.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.